Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who's calling you?
Hi, Abigail. This is Dora Beasley returning your call. And John Crow, the patient.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Good. Listen, okay. Everything's all done. All they're waiting right now, all he's waiting for, is the service coordinator, the tenant coordinator, to give him the hours. That's what we're waiting on. So he's going to go down there on Wednesday with me and give them all the finances that they're questioning, you know, they're asking for.
Okay, so you're saying you have received the waiver already for John?
He's got the waiver, right? That says he got the waiver. Oh, no, he hasn't gotten the waiver.
Right, so we're waiting for the county's approval, which is the waiver. The waiver is
right.
Their approval letter.
Right.
So once we get that, then he can have that assessment with the service coordinator. But did he already scheduled the assessment or not yet?
Wednesday.
Interesting. Which I fear with Keystone, right? That's the insurance company.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, just a second, please. Did they reach out to you there to schedule this?
The county did.
Okay, just a minute, please.
Financials.
What about the financials?
Financials. The county is stating that they need his financials.
Right,
he's going
to get the approval. Oh, were his financials sent in?
He's received his financials, but he's going on Wednesday to give them to him. Instead of mailing them, he's going right to the service coordinator.
Okay. What do you know why they said, when I had spoken with John last week, he said that they didn't need his financial documents.
Well, apparently they did need the financial documents because he's got 5 years' worth for them.
Okay, so now he has someone who just is sending them in?
Yes. On Wednesday, he will walk them in himself.
Okay, so at the assessment on Wednesday, he's going to give it to the service coordinator, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and Dora, are you planning on coming to our agency, Family First Care, or you're still looking into other agencies as well?
I was planning on coming to you for the agency.
Okay, great. We'd be more than happy to help you. I just want to make sure that we're not overlapping with anyone else.
Yeah. No, we'll contact you as soon as she has everything, the hours, you know, the hours, so. And then I'll call
okay, amazing. So let's be in touch after the assessment on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, sounds good. All right, thanks,
Abigail. Take care, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.